Good morning. Praise God. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 25. Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 25. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime when you live in them. But now you are put off all this: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and all. Put on therefore, as an elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord, our Maker, for all the things we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for the eternal life we have in Jesus, for the trials, problems that we are passing through to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for the solutions for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus, so we can come to you today to worship you and serve you. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you answer us. Lord, make a way and help us and meet all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband, give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife, bless them, strengthen them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite to implement the discipline that you ordained to them to do. We pray for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and do their assignments well in their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibility and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings. Lead them the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others how to work diligently, that our light shall shine before others, that they will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the work of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them, and solve their problems. Heal the sick and provide jobs for those who are jobless. We come against all the power of darkness against them, and we rebuke you, devil, and cast you out, all your demons, out of their lives in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you alone, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for you in the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them, speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them, to endeavor, to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruits of the Holy Spirit, to manifest in our lives, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Let us pray for our worship. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Let the earth be glad. Let the Wonderfully, O Lord God, exceedingly, O Lord, beyond what we can imagine and see, O Lord. Thank you once more as we gather in your presence. We thank you and we acknowledge for the beautiful and wonderful works that you have done in our lives. O Lord, continue to create in us, O Lord, a heart that is always grateful unto the work that you've been doing in our lives. Hallelujah. You are the potter, O Lord. We are the clay. Mold us and be with us, O Lord God.
Your drawing me to your step.
Once more, we commit our life unto you as we come together to worship in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering to God. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 9-10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new one. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for everything we have in our lives to sustain and provide all our needs. And as we give what is due for you, to command to us to give, fill our barns with plenty, for you are our author and giver of everything. Lord, bless this money for the further extension of your church to help the poor and needy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled Food Offered to Idols, Part 1. Food offered to idols, Part 1. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, for your love to us, O Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray. Give us boldness, Lord, to call out ungodly behavior. And give us a humble heart, O God, to accept rebuke and criticism when given in truth, in love, and to your praise and glory. Amen. Open your Bible in Acts chapter 15, verses 20, 28, and 29. Acts chapter 15, verses 20, 28, and 29. But that we write unto them, that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. Verse 28, for it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. Acts 21, verse 25. As touching the Gentiles, which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Today, we are the Gentiles who believe in Christ. And the decision of the apostles in the book of Acts 15 is meant to us. We are instructed to abstain from four things. Number one, eating food offered to idols. Number two, eating blood. Number three, eating strangled animals. And number four, fornication. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 19 to 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 19 to 22. What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Food sacrificed to idols is a common practice in many parts of the world. People indulge in pagan worship and revelry directed toward idols. We might be invited to partake of the food offered to demons. In my experience in reaching of different nations and in teaching several of the church congregations, one of the topics that I usually teach on is food sacrifice to idols. Most of those I teach are enticed to accept the invitation of the non-believers just for the sake of whetting their appetite for free food. Many give the reason that it is expensive, strenuous, and time-consuming to prepare food at home, and so invitations from people in feast days are always welcome. Moreover, it provides an opportunity to feed on a delectable choice of food, which is otherwise unaffordable. Now, the idea to get free and delicious food from these unholy sources is sinful and is against God. It is a fellowship with demons. And in addition to that, the believers who go to such places are compromising with other false religions like Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Baha'ism, Catholicism, and so on. Those who repeatedly go along with such people are indirectly agreeing with their false religions, and in this way show their solidarity with false gods. They do not stand by the truth of God's word. Such kind of fellowship will lead the believers into worldliness, and they will receive wrong input from the non-believers and ultimately end in taking wrong decisions and moving away from God. This will certainly ignite God's anger, because our God is a jealous God, and he will punish us if we, like harlots, have fellowship with non-believers and gorge ourselves with their free food. Going to such fellowships will give also approval for the non-believers to brag with their stand and their religion, as well as it might confuse others who are around us and under our care, our families, children, and disciples, to deviate from the truth and follow their practices. The food sacrificed to idols includes food that comes from wrong sources. For example, food that is offered by a man to a woman to entice her and have a relationship with her is also food sacrificed to idols. There are women who put themselves in a relationship with men in order to receive food and support from them, and that is similar in nature to food offered to idols. Gift, money, food, chocolates, flowers, and other things that are given to entice people to sin and do wrong are similar to food that is sacrificed to idols, and we should refrain from them. Food offered to idols, it includes also the worldly practices of the non-believers who honored certain occasions and glorified certain days that is not observed in God's words, like Halloween, Valentine, Christmas, New Year, Father's Day, Mother's Day, etc. These worldly practices that recently adopted by the churches today are pollutions of idols. Mm-hmm. Acts 15:20. A need to be plugged out from our midst to keep God's church pure and clean from parties and banquetings that arises in the church today due to worldliness, lust, and boasting. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, this doesn't include those believers who acquaint themselves with non-believers in order to reach out to them with the gospel. Their intention is honorable. They don't go seeking after food or worldly pleasures and parties, but they are out in the mission field winning souls for God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 27 and 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 27 and 28. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Jesus went to many sinners and homes of non-believers, and his intention was not to eat, but to share and preach the gospel, as we can read in the scriptures. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 to 11. Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 to 11. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. We need to move to people, not for the sake to eat or take advantage of them, but as Jesus did, to preach the gospel. Declaring to them God's word and his kingdom. But we need to be careful and not to allow what the non-believers are doing enter into our homes and families and infects our children, as well as what the non-believers are doing should not let it infect our churches and our new disciples. When God would call us to reach certain people, then he will speak to us to go to them. And as we move in obedience to God's word, we might meet them at the tables and give them God's word and the message of salvation. It is not that when we are invited to their banquet and we want to eat, then we say, let us go to preach the gospel. That is then not our purpose. That is our excuse. The Israelites were trapped in such fest and banqueting of the non-believers. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 and 2. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 and 2. And Israel abode in Shittim. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. Notice here that the Israelites committed immoralities with the non-believers' women after they attended their fest. They were enticed and tempted to sin because the borders and limits were taken away and they were made liable to sin. This is the effect of going along and fellowship with non-believers and banqueting with them. We ourselves, our families, our children, our disciples, and our children will be enticed with their ways, thoughts, and doctrines for life. That's what I called a reverse in the evangelism. Instead that we would bring the gospel to them, we are infected and got influenced by their worldly style and sinful stand. Someone may say, I am strong. And I can manage. I am also strong as you are, and I can manage. But our families, our children, and our disciples might not be as me and you. And they might be easily pulled out from the correct way of life. Therefore, we need to heed the instruction of the apostles to us so that neither we nor those under our care are misled from the right way of God. God had already warned us from such intermingling and fellowshipping with non-believers in the Old Testament, as we can read here. Exodus chapter 34, verses 12 to 16. Exodus chapter 34, verses 12 to 16. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters to go a whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a whoring after their gods. Notice in verse 15, mention the following, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. So here there is a call for invitation to go to eat and then to be trapped with plans of the evil that he is plotting against us and against those under our care. As we have read in verse 16, that the next progress of such fast events is marrying with non-believers. Therefore, we need to be careful and not to attend invitation that we are called to eat with non-believers and share with them in their fast. If we are eager to evangelize to them, then let us go to them in other days. My dear and beloved, God told us the same in the New Testament as we can read here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Let us move out and away from the previous life that we lived before. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walk in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Let us move out from fellowshipping and banqueting with the non-believers, and let us not copy their style of life and what they are doing or celebrating. David says in Psalms 23, verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. God is leading us beside a still water and away from troubles. Therefore, let us lead those under our care beside still water, avoiding them the bad consequences of fellowshipping with non-believers and learning from them the ways of this evil world that will ultimately take the abundant blessings of God from them. Mm-hmm. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the instruction that I received from your word about non-eating food offered to idols. Lord, thank you for all the scriptures and the explanations. Lord, thank you for all the correction the rebuke and the admonition that we receive today from your word. Confess and renounce all your sins. Confess your yoke with non-believers and many worldly friends. Confess your compromises and flatteries and non-willingness to stand with God. Confess your greed, love of money, taking advantage of people. Confess your lies, your lust, and immoralities. Confess and renounce your acceptance to enter Mary with non-believers. Confess your wasting of time on the media, TV, games, and on news. Confess your lack of reading of God's word and your lack of prayers. Confess your non-willingness to serve God and non-willingness to suffer for Him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to the teaching and to the principles that I receive in this message from you. Lord, I commit myself to be not yoked with non-believers and not to go along with them to their feast and eat from that food that offered to their idols. Lord, I commit myself to cut the following relationships with friends and non-believers. Lord, I commit to separate myself and those with me from fellowshipping and being yoked with non-believers. Lord, give me discernment and self-control to avoid intermingling with the ways of evil so that my life and my service to you will be fruitful and effective unto you. Lord, here I am, coming back to you, willing to serve you and doing your will.
Thank you.
for my brothers and sisters who committed their lives to you and are willing to go along the teaching that we receive in this message. Lord, continue to restore them and their families and their children back to you. Lord, heal them and those with them from all the bad effects and the consequences of their fellowship and relationships that they had with non-believers. Lord, provide all their needs and help them in their lives. Solve their problems and aid them in all their troubles. Lord, we as your church, we commit ourselves to implement this teaching of non-eating food offered to idols and not to be yoked with non-believers, nor to approve to intermarry with them. Lord, we pray that you continue to expose such sins in our midst and give us the wisdom how to handle the situation and deal with those who are involved in such sins. Lord, we commit ourselves to go forward, reaching new people and places with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need to go and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.